Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage, because we built it for your advantage. We built it so you could have the maximum opportunity to be successful. We update it every day so you can do that, so that you can find things that will help you, including all of the things that our Brain Trust members deposit with us, all their wisdom and their tips, their best practices, their perspectives, and their genius. We have all that there. So just show up at smallbusinessadvocate.com and you'll fall into a family of folks who care about small business, like our good friend John Bradbury. He goes to sleep every night thinking about small business. He wakes up thinking about them. His book is called Six Secrets to Startup Success. John, tell us how we can find you online.
It's readyfounder.com.
All right, readyfounder.com. They can find your book there too, can't they?
They can, and or most any book outlet.
Absolutely. Hey, John, we're talking about paying attention to maybe things that are a little bit, they're part of our world, but sometimes we don't realize the impact, either that they're sources of capital or the impact on the precious capital that we have. In the previous segment, we talked a lot about how to think about time and
right.
And how expensive it can be. And how you have to, and there, this is where multitasking comes in, isn't it, John? Because you got this project that can come to fruition in a day. That project's going to take a week. Another project's going to take 6 months. So
right.
the ones with the longer cycles, you have to get them started. But what are some
That's
other
right.
What are some other capital sources we might be taking for granted?
Well, one is your personal energy. Now that may sound strange. But, you know, in the early stages of a business or a small business, particularly, you are the business in many
mm-hmm.
respects. You the entrepreneur or the owner. And I see a wide range of performance. And I use that word because I've been a student of human performance over two decades now. And there's a certain kind of energy that successful entrepreneurs and owners bring to a business, you know, in terms of, it's partly attitude,
mm-hmm.
but it's partly about stamina, it's partly about focus, about clear thinking. So how do you manage that? How do you increase the power of your personal energy? But what I mean by that is, you know, what does it take, and really think through as an owner, what depletes your energy? What causes you to, what runs your motor down, if
mm-hmm.
you will? And on the other side of that coin, how do you recover and create greater energy for yourself? And, you know, in terms of managing yourself.
You got any ideas? How do you pull that out? Because I'm listening with rapt attention here because I need this for myself.
We all do.
I haven't
we
figured
all do.
This. The only thing that saved me, I haven't figured this out yet, John. The only thing that saved me is my family tells me that I have my energy and somebody else's energy. That somebody's walking around out there without any, because I have like two loads of it, and I'm thankful for that. But you know, I'd like to, you know, I'd like to get to the point where I don't have to sleep if I don't want to.
So some people naturally have more energy than others. There are, you know, I'm in the talent assessment business, evaluating leaders. And there's a certain kind of leader or entrepreneur, and we just say they have a big motor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can put them in a position, and they're going to make things happen. They're going to break through walls. They're charismatic. They use other people well. And then there are others who would never be able to do that. They just are wired in a different way. But even within the person who has abundant energy, there are days or moments when that
mm-hmm.
energy runs very low or is depleted.
Right.
And they're just not bringing it.
So how do we maximize our energy capital?
It's first about self-awareness. It's about studying, being a student of yourself. What is it that you need in terms of habits and a lifestyle that brings the best out in you? For some people, it's 8 hours of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, it's having a set of relationships that are healthy. For some, it's taking 2 days off, or not working on the weekend and just playing and recovering that sense of fun.
For some of us, it's serving customers.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with deriving your fulfillment, your energy from serving customers.
I can't imagine a better business model.
Yeah,
if you can scale it, if you can find
but
other
you,
people.
But back to your self awareness, John. You have to make sure that doesn't consume you. You need to have memories of other things than just work, don't you?
Absolutely, and a lot of these are activities of daily living that all of us have to deal with by virtue of being human. And so, what are your habits around self-management, mm-hmm. and just personal care and feeding? What do you put into your body? Are you exercising? Are you sleeping enough? If there's a spiritual or meditation or some kind of component,
right, your faith
to your life that you need to integrate mm-hmm. in.
Maybe making sure that you don't hang around people who suck energy out of you.
Exactly. I'd say that. Bingo for that.
Different relationship. Maybe employees. John, I got to wrap it up. But
okay.
Thank you for helping us understand that time and energy are both valuable, precious parts of the capitalization of our businesses. Thank you for doing that. John Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen, ReadyFounder.com is his website. The book is 6 Secrets to Startup Success. It's a good one. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.